This is episode 201 of the Focused Mindset Podcast. In this episode, you get to listen into a conversation I recently had with Joe George. He published his new book under the name Joseph R. George, Solution Focused Trifecta. Joe has been a counselor for 17 years, and he has practiced counseling both here and overseas and learned the solution-focused approach under some of the most well-renowned professionals in the solution-focused world. So you are going to enjoy this candid discussion that we have about how he learned how this approach works and why he teaches the way that he does in his new book. I really love his workbook because it's designed for school counselors, and you can jump on Amazon to get it. Before we get started in this episode, I have a couple of, things I'd love for you to do as a listener. If you're new to this program, how about you follow the show or download it? Because this makes it one of your special programs. Whenever there's a new episode, it'll pop on and you can check it out. And I have something I want to tell you about that's on my website. You can go to sharecretz.com and you can find a special little 3-day challenge that I put together, a bite-sized challenge that walks along with my TEDx talk. It's called the How to Lead Conversations with Hope Challenge. And you'll see that button right on the website, sharecretz.com. I'm going to put a link in the show notes as well. So I'd love for you to level up your communication with very simple, solution-focused principles that will help your next conversation not only run smoothly, but give you confidence that you know you're going to make an impact in the way that you truly want to. So hop over to my website, sharecretz.com, and get started on the Lead Your Conversations with Hope Challenge. And while you're at it, listen to the TEDx talk, How to Lead with Hope, Solution-Focused Conversation Navigation. So let's get started on this program. This is the podcast where you learn how to build stronger connections and have better conversations using the solution-focused approach. I'm Cher Kretz. I'm a school counselor and a solution-focused life coach, and each week we learn new strategies so that we can build our families strong and be the person that we were always meant to be. You can learn more about our products and services by going to thefocusedmindset.com or hop over to Amazon to get 30 Days to Higher Hopes. Hello, welcome to the podcast. Today I'm talking to Joe George. I cannot wait for you guys to hear about all of the cool stuff that Joe George is doing in the solution focus world. This is actually our take two, everybody, because we are talking now about your brand new book and a whole bunch of other stuff. You have a brand new book on Amazon, and before we even dig into it, I cannot wait any longer. Like, tell us a little bit about that.
If you search for it, it's Solution Focused Trifecta, and it's not under Joe George, it's under Joseph R. George, because I used my formal name for copyright. And
it's just so official, though.
So I have that going for me, but I got excited about it, actually, after talking to Cher, because she was talking about, you have to have a bunch of resources out there. Why haven't you published yet? And I thought about it, and I was like, well, gosh, yeah, I do. So I'm excited about it because I'm a big believer for any presentation. It has to be about the why, the what, and the how, with the vast majority being the how. And because most resources out there are all about what, and they don't really tell you how to do it. So this is really great for a book study. It's great for individual use. It also comes with a video module series as exemplars, explanations, and overall segments that can be packaged with it, but it's really good on its own right individually. So it can be mixed and matched, but it's a hands-on, user-friendly guide to learning how to implement solution-focused practice in different settings. The one thing I like about it is that, after you really get comfortable with it, you can mix and match. It can be like most training things out there for solution focus are really geared for therapists that they're great for 45 to 60 minute sessions. But then you have to think, okay, how do I do this in a school setting? And because you need to be able to do it in somewhere between 3 and 20 minutes, depending on the time you have with the kid. And after you get comfortable with it and go through the book, you'll learn how to mix and match to be able to pare it down or expand it.
Let's back up a little. Tell me a little bit about how you got interested in solution focused. I know it was probably a few years back when I started seeing videos on YouTube. You were talking to a lot of people that I actually also were in contact with. But just for everyone that's wondering who this new author is coming on the scene, how is it that you started falling in love with the solution focused approach? What do you do? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Try and get the short version. I originally stumbled upon solution focus back in 2005, and I was really torn between trying to go with choice theory, you know, Glasser, it's, you know, like Wobbling, talking about what's wanted, what are you doing, is what you're doing getting what you want, make a plan. But it was relationship based, but problem focused. And I really valued it. It worked for me. I was good at it. And but then I was also looking at solution focus. And the problem was I wasn't looking at it correctly. I was looking at it more from like, I had more of a problem focused lens on it. And I wasn't packaging some of it. And I just looked at it erroneously saying, oh, this doesn't work for me. And so I went with choice theory for about 8 years. And I was good at it, like I said, but I was burning out. And like after listening to people's problems all day long, I like at least 1 or 2 days a week, some weeks, I would tell my wife, I just can't listen anymore. Not now. I was really starting to think, can I stick with this for the rest of my career? At the same time, a woman I knew named Felina Hart, who was at the time an international school counselor in Budapest, and I was an international school counselor in Moscow at this point, she told me she was doing this training through an organization called Brief in London. And at the time, you could only do it in London. I said, I need to check this out. I dove in, got certified through them. And then
so you actually got trained at the actual place. Like that's like my dream to go check out, go overseas at all and look at all of that stuff. So what's the training? What is it like?
Well, now they do it online, but they do it in person and online. Well,
what was it like back in the day?
Oh, it was cool, but long because I had to go to London 6 different times.
Wow.
I was able to package a couple of them back to back because some of them were 1 day, some of them were 2 days, some of them were 3 day. You have to get a certain, I want to say you had to get 6 total days or it might've been 7. I don't know. It might've even been 8. I don't remember, but you had to get a specific number of days within a calendar year. Then you had to write a paper. Then you had to do some other stuff that would be kind of like a practicum. And then they would give you certification. Now they have multiple certifications where they used to only have the one. But the funny thing is I was totally over on my PD allotment with my school. My school, fortunately, I wasn't in the United States school. So there was PD allotment back then. So I was over the amount that I could use. But I wrote a grant basically at my school and they let me do it. And
that's so awesome.
It was a great springboard. They're wonderful people, but I also didn't realize at the time that there are many branches to the solution focused tree. And I knew they really taught themselves through one of Steve DeShazer's first books, and they would step out of sessions and like read the book and like confer with each other, and they'd video each other and they talk about it. Then I ended up getting additionally trained and certified from Debbie Hogan, who works in Singapore, but she there's a group called IASTI, IASTI, that also offers certification. And when Debbie asked me why I wanted to get additional certification, I said, and they're more influenced by the original traditionalists, Steve DeShazer and Insoo Kimberg branch. And I said, I just want to really understand the different approaches and see which one I gravitate towards the most. I just really want to understand how it works from different approaches and different lines of thought. And she said, okay, good enough. So I got certified through her as well. And with all of this, I found the common threads of the different branches that everybody agrees with. and tailored those really to what worked for me. Now, my first degree, I was a my first career, I was a high school social studies teacher, and I got a master's in curriculum and teaching before I went back and got a master's in counseling. So because of this, my approach really goes by a backwards design model where you think, so like solution focused, especially with how I do it, it's what do you want both now and later, what works and what's next to connect the dots between the two ends. So that's also one way this is actually different, because my approach really delves into a lot of the what's next rather than just what's wanted and what works, just because I deal with people constantly for the past 27 years that, especially parents, well, and teenagers, that they know exactly what they want and they have no idea how to get there. So just rolling around on what they want and what it looks like when they get it and all that, that leaves a lot of people frustrated. So I help them leverage a clear picture and their strengths to extrapolate between the two. And so that's really, it's what's wanted, what works, what's next. And with that, I was able to take the major ideals that everybody agrees with. And then, but in the book, I also explain when certain branches don't. And like certain people do this way, I do it this way because this, and I'll offer, people will know where, what they're getting and why.
When you're in the world of solution focused, you think, well, everybody must be able to understand this language, and it becomes like, you know, it's like a little club, like it, everybody understands it. But when you're out there in the world, many people don't even know what solution focused is. The majority of the people assume that you're just, you know, out there helping people and giving them solutions to their problems. So they don't, and whenever someone says, oh yeah, that's just, oh, you're just giving them a bunch of solutions, I know right away that they don't even understand the basics of it, right?
Yeah,
and totally. So I know the journey of just like discovery, 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 and then finding out, oh, this one's a little different and this one's a little different. But the interesting thing is that I feel like because you were able to get that firm foundation and then go out and explore, that you're so careful about the knowledge. You know, for me, because I don't have all of that background, I'm like, you guys, this works. You got to journal about it and you've got to share it and you got to have conversations. And I mean, that's my personality. I just get out there and do it. But when you sent this to me to review, even before it was published on Amazon, you could just sense that there's a sense of careful discretion that you use that makes it something that I know that I can depend on. You know, even if it is your way of doing it, it's rooted in such a firm foundation that I really appreciate it. You know, I appreciate that you were willing to put that out there. And you mentioned that you were able to talk to a lot of different people. That was kind of like another avenue, that was another exploring phase in your life, right? Because you started doing interviews with all these people.
It was funny because I think for a year, I did different interviews with people in the solution focused world scattered around the planet. And I haven't added them on. I haven't added any new ones recently. Maybe I need to get back to it eventually. But it was by far the best PD because like there are some guys in Northern Europe, like Ben Furman. He's got this kids skills app. It's really
He's on two of my podcasts. I love him. Totally. I absolutely love his kids skills. I've talked about it many times. And it's a great spin and a way to approach solution focused. But yeah, totally. People like Ben Furman. I mean, you get in front of him. I don't know about you, but like, when I talk to him, I just feel my brain growing. Like, I don't know what it is. He's just like, so like, da-da-da-da, and da-da-da, and you're like, whoa, I'm like taking in all this knowledge.
Ben was one of my first two or three interviews. And I think I did 16 or 17 of them in total. Seeing how like Ben does it, and then talking to Evan George at Brief, and then talking to Arnda Heijbroek, who's in the Netherlands, and like, and all three of them strongly, passionately believe in what they're doing, but they don't do it the same way. But they do follow they all follow the same principles. Mm-hmm. And it's like one might have a starting that's a little bit different, or an ending that's a little bit different, but they all still follow the major principles. Talking to the traditional, like some people have even started to dub it solution focus 2.0 versus 1.0. I when I first saw that, I thought that was a dangerous approach, and sure enough, it offended some people. But there are reasons that they do dub it certain categories, and it's really because of how they start using words a little bit differently for different meanings. But
yeah,
but you don't really know that until you dive into it. There are so many ways to win that as long as we can help everybody be their true selves in a way that follows solution-focused principles. Like when you said most people don't understand it, I remember two people at my last school, and it happened, like one of them was the director, the superintendent. He said, "Well, I'm pretty solution focused in my meetings, aren't I?" And he made the mistake of saying, "Aren't I?" And I made the mistake of answering. Yeah. The reason why, like, yes, he always wanted to create solutions, but if you do it through a problem solving lens, you're problem solving. You're not creating solutions.
That's right.
And yep. And then another person, her perspective at the time, because I hadn't really done it much with her. I did it with students and then in meetings when I'm trying to help people understand the adults in the room or trying to support the kids. She thought it was all about being positive. No,
that can be almost a word that we stay away from even.
Yeah. So I just had to explain, no, it's not, it's about finding resources to extrapolate to build the future they want. It's not mm-hmm. about just being positive and Pollyanna. It's about helping them get what they want by building on their strengths.
Exactly.
And, but there is a way to do it. Those who are still trying to think about, is this for me? I was just as successful with taking a choice theory approach as I am now. This is not like the end all be all miraculous miracle that will give you success with every single kid. I was successful before, successful now, but I'm much happier because rolling around in successes, building what they want, you find out probably 3/4 of the same stuff. You don't focus on it. And because of that, it's better for relationship building with the kids. You get less defensiveness and you get more buy-in. And you might say, and it's shorter.
I would even take it a step further. I think that you can get results quicker, not because you're rushing, but because they are the ones that are taking ownership quickly of their plan. Like I found that my biggest aha moment of why I needed to lean into solution focused is because kids would walk away or adults and forget about the conversation. Why? Because many times it was me that came up with what they wanted to do. And yes. If I'm coming up with what they want to do, they have no ownership in that. Totally. They have no stake in it. And therefore, it's like they just watch something that's no big deal to them. And they just like, oh yeah, she was really smart. That was a good idea. What did she say? I don't know. You know, because the moment that you really say, I'm going to use a solution-focused approach and ask these questions and wait on them to think through it and then use what they're interested in to actually set a goal, then their mind begins to wake up.
And totally. If the brilliance of it is that you co-construct. It's not mm-hmm. you handing out anything for them to do homework for. And it was funny, though, just a couple of weeks ago, I was talking to this one girl and she had made a big turnaround. And when she came in, I'm like, so what's been better since we last met? And she started telling me, well, I'm doing better than this. And I'm like, how'd you do it? And she's like, oh, well, it was no big deal. And she flippantly said something that we co-constructed, but she did it. She said it in a way that it was obvious that she looked at it as her own idea. Not something that we built together. And it was,
I love that.
When she walked out, I was like, yes.
Honestly, like when you have that aha moment, that is my very favorite thing. Like as you probably know, like this podcast here first started as Parenting 2.0, the Focused Mindset, because it was in the middle of the pandemic and I pushed it out to parents that were struggling. And there was a lot of them, you know, we all always struggle, but especially during that time, it was tough with schooling being put on the parents' plate and such. And from that, I got a bulk of parents that needed coaching and I would tell them, it will be so exciting when your child comes to you and gives you an idea that you guys came up to together and thought it's their idea. When they come to you and they think it's their idea, you should just be jumping for joy because that means that you were able to use a solution. To me, that's like,
you're on your way. You're using a solution-focused approach. And I think your book really highlights this in a very practical way, where you're always bringing it back to there. It's you're co-constructing it together, like you said. You know, I'm there to support them. And if my daughter comes back and say, oh, the other day I was thinking, and then send something we were talking about, I'm like, yes, it's totally. Just like that, totally. You know?
Oh, yeah, which you just reminded me, one thing I didn't stress enough, it's very much a workbook. It mm-hmm. is, I was meeting with the head of counseling in my district yesterday. I had mentioned in an earlier conversation that I was big on the why, the what, and the how. And she's looking through the book and she goes, wow, you really are into the how. And because it is very much, it's a chapter by chapter workbook that people have to do activities to mm-hmm. help them really embrace and understand and also practice using. Because they, yeah. And each chapter builds off of the previous one. You can start using it from chapter one, though. You don't have to finish the mm-hmm. book before you can start doing anything with it.
Right.
And I don't know, I'm pretty proud of it. So
you definitely should be. I would say that I've seen a lot of stuff that's out there. And one reason that I first started publishing journals is because I felt like there wasn't, well, I knew there wasn't anything like that out on the market where people can journal with a solution-focused mindset. I think that many times we look at journaling as just writing what happens in the day or unpacking all the problems in our head. So then we can sleep better at night or, you know, but to be solution focused means that you're taking that extra moment to allow your mind to be transformed into seeing the options that are out there for your own life. And so that's why I started with, you know, 30 Days to Higher Hopes, and I have a couple others out there. That's probably why I love your workbook, is because it is a book. It's a book in the sense where you know that you're getting great sound knowledge, but it's a workbook in the sense where we're the expert of our own life. If we, knowing that we're solution focused, we want the person that gets your book to feel like they can take ownership of it. And what better way to take ownership of it than to have a portion that they're writing with you almost, you know? So I feel like your workbook and my journals have that in common, where I feel like I'm co-authoring a book with you. I expect that you get this book and your writing is what makes it come alive. You know, the information in it is just to help you shape your mind. And yours is like that, except you literally do teach a very simple way to put this in practice, like right away. Solution-focused trifecta. You got to look it up. Joseph George. It's this author that's just so proper. You can't believe it, right? Joseph George. And I hope everyone looks it up. Now, when you went ahead and did all those interviews, is that when you wrote this? Or when did you actually put this together originally?
I put together...
Was it shortly after that, or?
Well, I started putting it all together about two-thirds the way through. And,
okay.
And I was... I did the brief summer school and briefs. Basically, it was I put it all together as I was doing the training with EASTI with Debbie Hogan, because Debbie and I both did the brief summer school. And brief summer school, it's basically a whole bunch of therapists and solution focused practitioners around the planet get together. It just got me thinking, and I was interviewing people too. There's this one guy named Jason Pascoe in Australia, and as I was talking to him about some of the stuff that we had talked about that day in brief through the summer school, and that Debbie and I were talking about as well, I just kind of had some epiphanies on that's it's literally when I came up with what's one to what works, what's next, and breaking it into three parts. And mm-hmm. that's when I came up with the trifecta. And I was just going, ah. Like a trifecta. And a trifecta for gamblers, it's like when you get all three things and you get the big victory.
Yep.
And and I looked at it as this is the big victory, like put it all mm-hmm. together. And it was funny because when I was talking to Debbie recently, she had to look up the word trifecta because she has a very religious background. She had no idea what it meant.
She's like, trifecta? Huh?
Yeah. So, but... yes, as I was, and I put together this whole training video series with it. And then the workbook was originally about half of what it is now, but it covered the six modules and it covered all the same content, but it wasn't packaged together the same way. I realized I should grow this and get it out there. Largely because I think it's the best way to do school counseling. And I mean, obviously, I'm a big advocate. I believe it's the best way to help kids and help the adults in school and keep yourself happy. Mm-hmm. And as a person, as you might be able to tell, I'm a good talker, but I'm also a good listener. And the good thing about solution focus is it really takes yourself out of the equation because you're just asking questions. So it forces me to shut my mouth, ask a question, and then ask another question. I don't interpret. I don't summarize. I don't like, I validate. I listen, I select, and I build. And I mm-hmm. validate them. It's about, even if their day is crap, it's real. So mm-hmm. you can't blow through, because if you do, that's solution forced. You can't just mm-hmm. You can't pound them into a solution. You still have to validate and listen. It's all the same stuff that all counselors have to do to thrive. Mm-hmm. It just allows me to be more of a participant guide who co-constructs rather than the leader. I like that it helps me do my job well by taking myself out of the equation, by just asking questions.
I feel like this would be one of those things that as counselors come on board, they should just have. I just feel like that. I know that that's saying a lot, but I really think it would be helpful, because it's hard for us to go in and say, you know, you should try solution-focused strategies and not have a simple way to go about that. There's no way that we could just say that in one sentence, because everyone, for all the reasons we already talked about, everyone interprets that differently. And so, I think that your book is a very carefully crafted way for people to get a jumping point. And then if they start leaning into one of the well-known solution-focused people and really start learning more and more about that, this is still that valuable tool that they can use no matter what they're reading, you know, whatever. You can even use solution-focused and then understand how, you know, it comes in with narrative therapy or other things that you kind of bring in. I kind of look at it as using it a foundation of communication, really. And so I'm hoping that that's where it leads. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if we come back onto my show or some other, and then we're like, wow, remember when hardly anybody had that? Now it's in the hands of all these counselors and they're able to use it. I find that for me, you know, that I lean a lot on hope and focusing in on the power of hope, because although I keep talking about solution focus, that's kind of like the area of my expertise, I guess you could say. You know, I talked mostly about that in my TEDx talk. And I started reading Hope Rising. I don't know. I really think you should read that book if you haven't. It is amazing. It talks about the science of hope and what we need to be able to have hope in our life and the reason why it's important and the reason why without it, people fail without it. And it talks about in that book, and they have like 2,000 published studies on why hope is so powerful in people's lives. They need to have the will to do it and also a way to do it.
Totally.
The two things that they need to be able to have a real hope in their life. Not only do I wish I could do this, but I have hope that I can do it. You know, like when we say, what is your highest hopes? When we say that, we're talking about them identifying a goal on such a deep level that it hits their heart. So right away, I was like, the solution focused is able to do both of those things. It's able to help people have a will because of the way we ask the questions. They're like, I do want to do that. But then, especially how you're pointing it out and how I also do, we say, what is it that you can do? What is it that you can do? Sometimes I'll just say, what's one thing that you can do to start making this happen? And that is when they begin to say, see a way. So I'm kind of circling back to what you said of like, that's the, to me, a huge missing piece that solution focused evolving to. It's important that it evolves in that direction where once they understand their hope, they've identified it, they need to see a way towards what they just identified. And so I'm glad that you didn't leave that out. And I'm glad that you see that as important. That's why the solution focused approach works, is because it really does allow someone to have a will to do it, and then finally say, I have a way to get there. And okay, this is what I'm going to do.
Totally.
Have you noticed in America that it's different than overseas? Because I feel like we do solution focused in a little more goal oriented way than maybe some of the approaches that I've heard about.
It's really more about branches rather than where. But most of the branches did develop in different places. Like if you're on the traditionalist group who's still being trained by Dolan, they go back to really the early camp that developed it in Milwaukee, and they don't want change. And then because they believe this works, why change what's where? I mean, like Steve DeShazer, he worded it as if it ain't broken, don't fix it. But if it is broken, try something different. But Elliot Connie, and who's big in the now, he's got a strong voice in the solution focused world now. And when he and Adam Frohr and I can't remember Cecil's last name, but they're down in Houston and they have Solution Focused University, and the stuff they're putting on in the Solution Focused Diamond, it's not exactly like the tradition. It's actually more similar to the Brief Line in England. But then you have people in Germany and in Central Europe that actually are more similar to the original group. Then you have different flavors depending on where they got their influence, but then they bring in their own cultural values to it as well. So I would say the biggest divide is actually here in the U.S. And it's between the purists and the Elliott camp.
Yeah, I think that, and I mean, for me, I kind of like see how both of them can coexist. And that's probably because I hang out with, it's because I hang out with Dr. Linda Medcalf so often. And, and I feel like it doesn't need to be one or the other. I feel like, she kind of like does weave in the narrative therapy quite often. And I feel as though there's such a large benefit, and her conference is going to be coming up here this summer. And you and I were both a part of it, the last one she did. And she's able to find a benefit in each of these people and say, you guys all have nuggets of wisdom that are amazing in the solution focused world. And, I've also had Elliott Connie on the show, and I love getting together with his community when I can to really glean from it. What our real goal is to get this in the hands of people so they can use these strategies, So I think that that's why people like you and I are going to be so important in helping people understand solution focused without worrying about what camp you're in or where you originally learned it or the little nuances. Because the truth of the matter is that I know that if people use solution focused strategies, they'll have better conversations.
Yeah,
and I
totally will
repeat it and prove it over and over again. And, that people will be happier when they use this approach as opposed to others. And just those two messages makes people say, well, how? And then your how and my how are also very simple. And I'm not going to worry about what camp I'm on. And I'm just going to worry about getting the word out. And so it's really cool to be in that space in our world right now, because there's room for everybody. And the solution focused approach, it helps people move forward from their problems in a different type of way where they can really see a way out. In my last podcast, I did a title that said, "What's the Actual Problem?" which I've never, ever in all of my 195 episodes ever mentioned that kind of thing. Like, what's a problem? Oh, no, not problem focused, But I decided, people will move so fast with the solution focused approach that they'll be solving the wrong problem.
Yeah.
They'll just be like, I heard their problem. Let's go. Now what's the solution? Come on. And then the person will roll with you. They'll roll along with it. And then you find out at the next session or the next time you meet with them that you were solving for the completely wrong problem. And I think it's more like what you wrote in your book. It's let's hit all three of these with a goal of being solution focused. We shouldn't be scared of the problem. People are in it. That's where they're at. That's their reality.
Yeah, their pain is real.
You've got to be able to feel where they're at in order to help this process work. So I appreciate that as well. I don't know how, I think it's just us being school counselors. How long have you been a school counselor now?
This is my 17th year as a school counselor and my 27th year in education.
I mean, when you're with the amounts of people that we're in front of all the time, I think that's why we're able to say, well, of course we're going to, you know, do the things that we need to do that works.
Yeah.
But
it keeps me happy. It helps kids.
What more do you need to say?
Yeah, totally.
Now that this is out on Amazon, that's one thing. But how else can people find you? If they want to look into working with you or the further videos you spoke of, what's the best way right now?
People should email me at joegeorge.sff. So, and my website is also Solution Focused Future, which they could find out about me and the book as well, because it's on there as well.
Perfect.
So it's Solution Focused Future, or just email me at joegeorge, joegeorge .sff@gmail.com.
Okay.
But yeah, so those are the best two ways.
I'm going to put all of that in the show notes. And I really appreciate the conversation that we have. And I'm glad that you're back here in the United States, because I think you and I are going to have many opportunities to do some work together in the future. So it's going to be a good time for Solution Focused.
That'd be awesome.
Thank you for coming on the podcast. Everyone head over to Amazon, get the Solution Focused trifecta. It's out right now. And email him. Email me. Let's talk about it. Let's keep the communication rolling and let's keep on learning and live solution focused.
Excellent.
Thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to the Focused Mindset Podcast. And right now you can hop over to Amazon and pick up your copy of 30 Days to Higher Hopes. But if you want to do something for yourself that's absolutely free, then take my 3-day Lead with Hope challenge. This is the way that leaders all over the place are learning to focus on hope and learning how the power of hope can move people to lasting change. And you join the challenge by heading over to my website at thefocusedmindset.com, where you can also learn about my coaching services. And if you would like to support this podcast, there's a few ways to do that. One, feel free to leave a review. I love reading those. And also, become a Patreon by clicking the link in my show notes, because it's listeners like you that help this podcast grow and helps me reach more people with a message of focusing on hope. So until next time, live solution focused.